You're listening to SBS News.
State and territory governments have announced snap lockdowns and border closures as the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 spreads to several jurisdictions. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner has placed the Greater Darwin region into a two-day lockdown after the detection of four new locally acquired cases linked to a Central Australian gold mine. Under the lockdown, people can only leave their homes for essential work, to buy food and other essentials, for an hour of exercise within a 5 kilometre radius, for caregiving or to receive medical treatment. Masks have to be worn outside the home and Territorians cannot travel, including interstate, except for those 5 reasons. The 4 cases are linked to a miner who tested positive on Friday night. 2 of the cases are at the mine site in the Tanami Desert, 1 travelled to New South Wales, and 1 flew from the mine to Darwin before travelling to their home in Palmerston on Friday. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Northern Territory is facing its biggest threat since the COVID crisis began.
We need to use the next few days to pause everything, to buy us more time while we continue to test, trace and trap this virus. Here in the Territory, we do not have the luxury of waiting and seeing. If we wait and it gets worse, it will be too hard to control. So we are taking extreme action right now to stop or slow any spread before the coronavirus is let loose in the Territory. And that means we need a lockdown.
COVID restrictions have been introduced in the Perth and Peel regions of Western Australia for the next 3 days after a woman returned from Sydney and tested positive for coronavirus. The woman had visited a Sydney hotspot and authorities say she is likely to have been infectious in the community over a 3-day period from the 22nd to the 24th of June. Restrictions include mandatory mask wearing indoors and on public transport, and private home gatherings are restricted to 30 people. With public events capped at 150 people, the AFL match between the West Coast Eagles and the Western Bulldogs went ahead without spectators. Western Australia is also tightening its border controls with people arriving from the Northern Territory, Queensland and the Australian Capital Territory required to undergo 14 days of self-quarantine and be tested for COVID-19. Meanwhile, South Australia has closed its borders to Queensland, Western Australia, the Northern Territory and the ACT. Only South Australian residents and essential travellers will be allowed into South Australia from those jurisdictions. New South Wales residents remain banned and all Victorian residents will now need to be tested for the virus on the first day they arrive in South Australia. Premier Stephen Marshall says the government is considering possible changes to the rules within the state with an announcement likely to be made on Monday.
We are thinking of moving for a higher level of restrictions internally in South Australia for a 1-week period. This would address things like the numbers at home gatherings, the density arrangements, the mask wearing, particularly in aged care and also in other settings where there may be vulnerable sites.
The Chief Minister of the ACT, Andrew Barr, has announced that masks will be mandatory in indoor venues and on public transport. He says it's a precautionary measure in case the virus spreads to the ACT.
It's one of many lines of defence that we have against the aerosol transmission of the virus. And it's clear from New South Wales and some other states that the Delta variant is transmitting in the air in indoor settings. Doesn't solve everything, but it's an important step that we can take to reduce the risk of transmission of the virus.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says she doesn't regret a single decision she's taken in relation to COVID-19 management, saying they have always been based on health advice. The Premier was responding to questions about whether she had delayed calling a lockdown because of her determination to keep the New South Wales economy open and not to burden people with restrictions. Gladys Berejiklian says when it became clear the health advice changed, the government responded.
When you're making a major decision to lock down millions of people, millions and millions of people, you have to make sure it's based on the health advice and not because you want to turn up with zero cases every day. We based all of our advice on balancing the health advice that we were given with making sure our citizens were given that information. And so these decisions are big decisions. It's not a decision you take lightly when you lock down literally millions and millions of people, but that's based on the health advice.
New South Wales recorded 30 new locally acquired cases that are all linked to the Bondi cluster, which now stands at 110. 11 of the new cases were already in isolation throughout their infectious period. All of Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Central Coast and Wollongong are under lockdown restrictions until midnight on Friday, the 9th of July. Queensland has reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 in the community, with 1 in hotel quarantine. 2 of the cases are a couple who have been active in the Brisbane community for several days and are believed to be part of the Brisbane cluster linked to a Portuguese restaurant and not the Sydney outbreak. The 3rd case is a minor who returned from the Northern Territory on Friday and transited through Brisbane Airport before travelling to the Sunshine Coast. And Victoria recorded 0 local cases and 3 cases in hotel quarantine. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government needs to be held to account for the spread of the Delta variant from Sydney to other parts of Australia. It all started when an unvaccinated limousine driver who wasn't wearing a mask transported 3 crew from a FedEx freight plane at Sydney Airport. He infected his wife and the virus has since spread widely and placed 2 cities into lockdown. That man is not facing charges because the New South Wales police found he hadn't breached any health orders. Under the rules, people who come into contact with people arriving from overseas in New South Wales are supposed to wear face masks and be immunised against COVID-19. But up until last Friday, that public health order did not cover private drivers. Mr. Albanese sees fault with the federal government, claiming it ignored key advice from a former senior public servant, Jane Holton, who completed a review of hotel quarantine.
The fact that this outbreak arose from a transport driver driving a foreign crew without a mask, which wasn't designated as compulsory, to hotel quarantine defies belief. It's even worse that they were clearly advised by Jane Holton in advice last year that this was a vulnerability that needed to be fixed, and the government ignored it.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.